JT, what's up, brother?
What in the hell is going on? First and foremost, Sean looks like I just watched the last episode of Better Call Saul. It looks like you're in part of that environment right now, like Breaking Bad stories. Number one, where the hell are you? And why are there 800 unfitting suits behind you? And two, who is this guy? Who
is this guy? Bro, I got so much to tell you. First off, I'm in my office at MLB Network with my freaking legit suits right here, which is big time, getting ready to go on air. Mm-hmm. And the guy that's with you and me is one of my best friends in the world. Literally, I met Boo in college. I'll tell you what. Guy comes up to me first time comes into University of Richmond, bro, with a Lawrence Taylor jersey on. If you know University of Richmond, it's like collared shirts. It's kind of like a little dicey. This guy comes in with a big Brooklyn accent. Yo, what's going on? I'm like, who's this guy? I'm like, this guy needs to tone down a bit. Turns out he's a huge Steeler fan. Bam, we become best friends. Not only do we become best friends, Chich. Matter of fact, he lives in Pittsburgh. We're like five houses down from each other. Not only become best friends, we've been doing fantasy football for the last 23 years, bro. This is the league we got Harnish and Steve Avery and Greg Vaughn, Denny Nagel, Kearnsy, Austin Kearns, Adam Dunn, Aaron Boone, all these guys, right? Well, Boo and I locked horns right away, 1999, first one ever. Dude, we've won it a ton of years. We're always in the top three in that league. This guy right here, bro, I've been saying for 23 years, I'm like, Boo, you need to freaking start your own fantasy football podcast. You know more about fantasy football than any of these clowns out here that are doing their own shows and stuff. He's like, yeah. And I said, you know what? Now it's time, brother. The mayor's office, we will present it. The big Lambuski fantasy football podcast airs tonight. And it will go all year long. You want the best? I swear. Send this to your buddies, to your friends. If you want the best fantasy football insight, for the not only the draft, but when the season starts, free agent pickups, I'm like, dude, do you have a life or do you just do fantasy football 12 months a year, 24/7? He's like, that's basically what I do. So, dude, expert among experts, let's bring in Justin Lambert, and we like to call him the Big Lambuski. What's up, Boo?
The big gentleman, man. I'm excited to be here. That was awesome, Case. I should leave now.
Bro, I like the Barry Sanders jersey though, because you came on campus in University of Richmond with the LT. Most people have nice suits in their closet. You have 75,000 jerseys.
I will say that this is the first jersey that I've worn in a while. So thank you for making me turn back the clock. So I appreciate that. And I did come to Richmond a little bit of a fish out of water because besides the Lawrence Taylor, I think I had a Bledsoe, I had a Seth Joyner, I had so many jerseys, and I realized right away, I said, man, I'm far away from home. But I know what you do. That's what we love to do.
Beautiful. I know what you're saying about Richmond, because I got a couple good buddies that I grew up with who went there who all literally have the pennies in their loafers. Yeah. Really nice. Dude. You do the dress shirt with a sweater over kind of thing.
Yeah, it's happening. It's the way it goes. Hey, Chich, before we get going, though, dude, I want to lay this out there, too, because you want to talk about one of the best athletes I've ever known. Not only is he my best friend. Dude, one of the best football players, probably come out of Jersey, went to University of Richmond on a football and a baseball scholarship, played 10 years in the minors with the Mariners, the Astros, and the Royals, won 6 championships. That's what I'm saying. Like, listen, you want to tune in? We got a winner here. This guy's a killer. Like, seriously. And I'm so excited for people to finally – I've been saying this too long, and now that we have this platform, I'm like, I'm getting this guy on. We're going to make people know about what he knows about fantasy. So I guess Boo, like, you've carried me for 23 years, bro, because, I'm so tired of fantasy.
My back hurts, Sean. My back hurts, okay? 23 years is a long time. I just mind 10, maybe even 15 years. We're going on 23 now. It's time for you to pull your weight, brother. You know what I mean? But, no, honestly, Chase, listen – Case, the minute Case called me up the first time, he's like, listen, you love football. And he knows, when I met those guys in college, a couple group of guys that Sean knew were from the Pittsburgh area. And my first question to them is, hey, you guys like the Steelers? And they looked at me like I had 6 heads. They're like, it's a rite of passage in Pittsburgh to love the Steelers. Well, I'm like, I'm from Northern New Jersey. I grew up 10 minutes from Giant Stadium. I call it Giant Stadium because that's what it was.
Right.
And I grew up in a time where, that's all you could watch was the Giants or the Jets, you know, right, on CBS today. There was no ticker. There was no ESPN. This is before computers. This is the beginning. I was a sophomore in high school. My brother called me. He was at Trenton State, not the College of New Jersey, Trenton State. Where they are. I have the Barry Sanders job. He calls me up, and he calls me up, and he says, you need to check this out. I found something in the magazine. You have to call this number. It's an Iowa number, and you're going to get on a conference call with these people from all over, and you're going to draft football players and make a team. This is 1992, Chinch.
I hear you. Dude, my dad did this.
And I can remember, I'm getting chills now. I remember I was like,
Case, what are you doing? Clean your act up. Casey's eating candy, by the way, everybody.
I mean cherries.
Yeah, you're bouncing them straight off the freaking,
all I hear is, Mike, can you stop?
All right, I'm sorry. Keep going. Don't worry about our friend.
Hey, Boo, these cherries are legit, bro.
I don't doubt it. By the sound of it, I mean, you're knocking people out of the way for it, man.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Go on. So Roto Sports, basically like Roto Sports, is what you got.
Like Roto Sports, but like it was the beginning. So I called this Iowa number. We're drafting defensive players. We're drafting offensive players. We're just drafting a total player. I have no idea what I'm doing, but my brother calls me because he finds this and he says, just like Casey had to call me in '99. I only know one guy that knows everybody on the team. I mean, I love football. I watched it. You know, again, you could only watch the Giants and Jets. I'd wait for the kicker to find out if the Steelers were winning or losing. And if they were losing, my day was ruined because you had to wait till halftime. They make you like a blurb of the game. They take you to the game. If it wasn't a good highlight, my Sunday was ruined. But fantasy football started for me that year in 1992. I thought it was the greatest thing. And honestly, Chinch, I knew it. In my little sophomore mind, I'm like, this is it. This is it. They found it. This is the future. Yeah. People that love football like me, and if you don't, you're going to find a way to be involved in all the games that you have to watch. And again, I had to watch the Giants and Jets. Uh-huh. I always draft one or two of those guys from that day on because I had no other choice. So it just...
And then you can at least watch them play. Like, oh, my guy just got an 8-yard catch. You couldn't... There was no like stat tracker back then.
Oh, my goodness. Chinch. The guy who ran the league would send us on a piece of paper the results for the week. They didn't come to the following Monday.
I know.
So there was a Sunday that I already played where the results were in.
You had no idea.
And then that paper came on like the Monday from the week before. That's how backed up it was in the beginning of fantasy football.
It was. It's so great. And so this is fun that we're doing this. Because you guys can join in with us and do this. You got Sean Casey, former professional baseball player, who is in a league where, about 2 months ago, Aaron Boone talked about how there was almost a fight between him and Pete Hardenshin. You are our guru that's going to be here and be our guru for the rest of the year, every year. And I'm just fired up about this. So we're figuring this out as we go, everybody. And you guys can chime in with us and email us and... tweet at Sean or whatever and say, hey, well, maybe you guys can talk about this next week or that next week. But we just figured, screw it. We just got on today. Literally, Sean called me an hour and a half ago and he's like, you ready to try this one time today? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the right thing to do. We throw it out there for you guys. Join in with us. But so the way we're going to do this, I think, for now, is we start. This is Sean's guru who has been his guru for so long. So Sean will have his questions. I might have some follow-ups. And we'll just dive into it every week, like literally, right?
Bro, real quick. This he's not my guru. He's in like 20 fantasy football leagues, bro. Like every league you could be in, he's in.
Yeah.
And he does these mock drafts. He does like 80 mock drafts a year. Like he starts doing them in January when like fantasy football's not even a star. He just does them himself.
Right.
What I'm saying is he's so many people's gurus.
Perfect.
Everyone calls this guy. To ask him about my kids win their fantasy leagues because they called it. He helps them with the draft. Like,
here we go.
This is the guy. So I'm just wanted to let everyone know. Like, you want fantasy football?
This is no BS. This isn't like just Sean's buddy.
I'm not joking. That's my buddy. Bring him on. We're not wasting.
No. We would not do that. I am too high end of a producer to deal with something like that.
That's right, Chinch. Way too high end, bro.
But yeah, no, I'm fired up too, and then we'll do maybe some daily stuff for Sundays too. We'll get into all of it because I am. You know, here, a little back story on me. Like, obviously, I've worked in sports the whole time. I happen to work in baseball a lot. But mostly, I worked at ESPN for most of my career. I am totally locked in on fantasy football. It is my number one, probably, vice plus enjoyment in my life. So we are going to dive super deep into this. Now, that all being said, we have done no preparation. So I don't know what your first question is, Sean. Let's see what your first question is, and we'll start spitballing from there. What do you think?
Well, yeah, good. Well, I'd say that we're right before the season starts. We've already had a preseason game recently. So, like, as far as the drafts go, I'm amazed about, you know, just how the leagues work. But, boo, I think the biggest thing is, like, I know you always talk to me about, like, the first thing you have to be aware of is, like, what league are you in before you draft? Can you break that down for maybe the beginning fantasy football player or, you know, somebody that's looking to get into fantasy football?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no matter who calls me or what friend reaches out and says, hey, can you talk to my friend? I'm always, yes, absolutely. You know, I'm glad to still be married because so many times I'm on the phone with fantasy football and it's like, really? You're talking about football again? But, you know, I'm passionate about it and I want to help as many people as I can. So I have no problem. But what I tell people right away is, what is your scoring system? What kind of rules does your league have that might be different from the leagues I play in? You know, you mentioned I was in 20 leagues. The funny thing is I'm only in 5 leagues now. It is my max to know that, okay, this is the scoring system. This is what I know. So I can master those 5 leagues and just stick to them. Anything out of those 5 leagues. And again, I've been up to 10, almost 12. It's just too much. The waiver wires, things like that, that you have to stay on top of. Because right. I'm a big, big, big believer in, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, Case, but the waiver wire and when the season starts, it's when true work begins. The draft is fun. It's great. Guess what? You know, guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to have their ways in their waiver wires. They're going to have different types of waiver wires. Last to first, if you pick, it's money, it's salary cap, which becomes strategic. All those things matter to winning a championship.
Right. Snake or auction. Two different perspectives on a snake versus an auction, all that kind of stuff.
100%. Right? Snake versus auction, your strategy on those things, totally different. And again, it just depends on what your friends and leagues that you want to be in. And if you're a beginner, I would say 100% know your league, settings, and know your scoring system. Mm-hmm. If your scoring system has quarterbacks that get 4 points per touchdown, then you're losing 4 to 6 points for every couple touchdowns they throw. That adds up where you could be drafting other position players and getting a decent quarterback later in the draft that can really help you win. At least that's my philosophy. And I want everybody to know it's my philosophy. It doesn't mean it's the only philosophy. There are tons of people that win championships. A lot has to go right during the season. So I love the guru word that's thrown around because, you know, I always said, I'm a guru. I was 18 years old. Like, I'm a guru. I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. You know, obviously 30 years into it, because 1992, think about it, 2020, 30 years. 30 years later, yeah, I should have some understanding of what's going on, you know? Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be worth my, you know, my weight in gold. But the fact of the matter is, know your scoring system. Know how your guys score. And then you draft and start drafting and mock drafting according to that.
Right. Let me ask a quick question again. Case, I'm sorry, I'm going to be jumping in a lot more on this show than the other shows we do because I'm fired up about this. But what's your favorite?
You be jumping in, because Case is good as a fantasy guy and a baseball guy he is. There are times where he's off the radar for me. So I've had to do a lot of this solo. So, Chinch, please speak to me about
yes,
this.
I get it.
From your introduction, to the passion.
The one year he left me, he was teaching. He's like, Case, he's like, you got to take over for like rounds 3, 4, and 5. I had to go take care of the students. I was like, all right. I took like Terrell Owens in the third round, and like Terrell Owens is last year. He's like, who we get in the third? He's like, dude, I got T.O. He's like, T.O.? He's like, he's not even getting drafted in these leagues. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. I'll see you later.
He's hurt for 8 weeks. The one year he says to me, I'm like, hey, who do you like right here in this round? He's like, I like Ed McCaffrey. We're not talking about Christian McCaffrey. Right. We're talking Ed McCaffrey his fault. This is the fantasy football for us. I said, Case, he's got a broken fibula. He's out for 8 weeks. Want to take him the second round? He's like, oh, man. I'm like,
that's so good. So my question to you is, what is, in your opinion, the most, I don't want to say the best, league scoring system or just the most realistic? I personally, you could do no PPR, half point PPR, 1 point PPR, or then you can start getting crazy and doing weird stuff. I personally like the half point PPR, but what is your thought?
That's my default to if I had to. I'd love to have point PPR. So you don't get crazy in terms of, you know, how many, you know, obviously you're still going to draft, and guys are going to be relatively in the same area regardless. Even I even say this. There's a few handful of guys that if you're non-PPR, you say, okay, you maybe drop that guy a little bit. You know, Adam Thielen's not catching a lot of balls lately, but he's catching a lot of touchdowns. You know, guys that find the end zone, yeah, okay, non-PPR guys. But they're not going to differ much, maybe around at most from where you would normally draft them. So, again, your consensus of guys are just, to me, it's volume. I want guys that get the football. So, volume. So, whether it's PPR, half PPR, I want those guys. Case will tell you. And again, we'll get into a lot of, you know, different positions and stuff like that. But the last two or three years, I've been super high on Derrick Henry. One reason is our league that we have with the former Reds guys, that's a quarter point per carry. So we've developed a scoring system to make it very, however we wanted, we did it. That's what you do after 23 years. You develop a scoring system, you agree on it, leagues vote on it. It's the fun of it. You're in the offseason, you're getting votes. So we have that. So a guy like Derrick Henry, he doesn't have to catch any balls for me. Mm-hmm. He's getting 30 carries a game. He's that's 6-7 balls, you know, receptions in a PPR league. Mm-hmm. So he was always a guy for me. And in the last 2 years, besides last year getting hurt, he well outperformed where we had him. We had him late in the first round 1 year. So he's a guy I still target. I'm in love. I love Derrick Henry. I like him as the 2nd to 7th pick in this year's draft because I think he comes back. And he's going to be, you know, who he is. I mean, he's a machine. Wow. Yeah. But, yeah, for me, it's like half PPR kind of evens the playing field for everybody. And then you just go ahead and ADP from there, average draft position, always looking at, you know, where people are going. And, again, you can go online. You can go to a couple different places to get your average draft position. And just do your research from that point forward. And, again, as the preseason goes along, guys get hurt. Guys drop and they rise on a depth chart, so you're always paying attention to teams and depth charts so you can get that guy. So many times guys start the season and they're drafting guys, and guess what? They're released before the season or after the first week of the season, and some unknown guy is now the backup. You missed on him if you're not prepared. You simply missed on him. I'm not missing, okay, kid? I'm not missing on that guy. I want to have that guy. I want to be the first to it so that, honestly, you know, later on in the year I can look back and say, man, that the beginning of the season, that was a you know?
Oh my God, I love this. So let's start diving into some questions. But real quick, just we mentioned this on Austin Kern show yesterday, but just so everybody knows, this league that Sean is in is you, Aaron Boone, Adam Dunn, Dimitri Young.
No, Dimitri's not in. Dimitri's not in. Gravy is what was Gravy Danny was in Graves. It. It's Booney. Greg Vaughn, Danny Nagel, Steve Avery,
Danny Nagel,
Harnish, Ryan Zimmerman was in it for a while. Matt Clement pitcher. Hal Morris was in it.
Right.
Who else? Boo. Eric Hensley was in it. You guys want some steak? Right,
well, don't. No, Casey's steak. Crushing food right now. But so the bottom line of this entire thing is, these are men with have that they're. They have a lot more zeros on their paychecks than we do in their bank accounts. So what we're doing right now is we're talking to a dude who is helping Sean Casey navigate one of the most intense fantasy football leagues in the country. So let's dive into, like, questions. What do you got, Sean? Your draft's coming up, Sean. I want to hear you ask Boo a couple of questions where it's like, all right, what are we doing here and there? And
I guess Boo, like, for our league, which is, you know, the score for our scoring system for our league, which is a pretty basic scoring system. Let's say a lot of leagues have our scoring system. Who are the top, like, who are the top guys, the top five guys that you're like, you know what? These are the top five guys that you're going for.
Right.
Or is it the top 10? Give us your top 10, bro. Like Justin Lambert's top 10. Because one thing I love about you, Boo, and I've watched it over the years, you know, we'll get all these magazines, we'll get all this stuff. Boo always has a gut feel. Mm-hmm. And early on, we would just draft what the magazine said. And Boo was like, man, I kind of like this guy, but that doesn't say that. So these last 10, 12 years, we go with what he likes, and we've hit a ton.
Right.
So I know, like, it might say these are the top 10, but Boo's no doubt got two guys that...
When you're saying top 10, you're saying top 10 targets, not like the top 10 players, because if you draft 9th, you're not getting those first 8 guys. Like your top 10 targets, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
What do you got, dude?
You know, listen, top 10 in targets, I mean, you know, where you're looking at, again, you're going to always look at Cooper Kupp, believe it or not, Deontay Johnson, you know, Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, DJ Moore, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Mark Andrews. There you go, buddy. I mean, you got basically your top 10 in targets. And if you listen, there was a tight end thrown in there.
Yeah.
And we can talk for days about what I really feel like, you know, the tight end position is about. Again, if you get a guy like Kelce or Andrews, you know, I feel like you're really at an advantage in fantasy. Yeah, in the right spot. Like,
and reason being, because there's not, after the top two or three, you're not getting, your value drops, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Your value drops big time. So like now, you're always looking at, in fantasy football, you're looking at, you know, where you can gain an edge over your opponent. And the tight end is going to be the new place where you gain an edge. So the last couple of years, I targeted Travis Kelce, and, you know, again, I got him in the first round in one draft, and, you know, some people said, oh, it's too high, and I'm like, well, you look at the end of the year, and his just differentiator between all the other tight ends is so great that I don't have to be as strong at running back and wide receiver. And, you know, with injuries and stuff like that, you can always scoop up a running back that takes over the number one job and say, hey, you know, I just need this guy to be, you know, average this week, whereas Kelce's out there catching 80 balls for 120. He's like the number one wide receiver.
Right.
You know, so, you know, him and Andrews, you know, and again, I think Pitts took a step forward last year. You know, a couple other guys in that, in the other tier. I know everybody was big on Waller. It didn't happen last year. So, you know, again, I stick to Kelce and Andrews in that, you know, that turn of the first round and anywhere in the second round as, I think, great value this year coming in.
Bro, who would be your top 5 to 10 picks of the draft? Like Derrick Henry's, like the big dog. Who are the guys that were taken?
Right now, as it stands, my first 5 picks will be in any order. Again, I'm not even talking about, like, would I draft, you know, Jonathan Taylor number one, because, you know, obviously everybody has some consensus. But he's up there. Cooper Kupp is right there for me. Again, a point per reception league we're talking. So, again, know your league. But Cooper Kupp's volume and what he did last year was incredible. And I think his story with Matt Stafford and the relationship that they developed, it's just – I'll ride with that all year, every year. And I just love watching him. I had him last year on a couple different teams, and it was just fun to watch. So he makes the top 5. You obviously have Derrick Henry in there for me. And again, if you drafted Derrick Henry number one, I will sit there at the other end and I'll say, because not everybody has him drafted there, and I don't care. I'll take him there. not even blink. You know, he's the workhorse. And I don't wish injuries on anybody, but a guy like David Taylor – you know, Jonathan Taylor, I said, I'm sorry. He, you know, he was banged up in college a lot. So while he was in college, he actually, you know, missed some time. He had a huge workload, but like injuries just happen, you know. And again, we all know the Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey stories of going 1-2 overall. You just don't know. So Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Derrick Henry. I got to throw in Eckler there just because of his volume. Again, we're talking PPR right now, which is probably the most played league.
Who'd you throw in there?
Eckler.
Austin Eckler.
Good player.
Yeah, Austin Eckler.
Casey's crushing food right now, by the way, in case anybody doesn't know. Crushing. All right, I'm sorry. So wait, let's keep going. This is good. That's 4. All right, so who's in your number 5? And then I have a follow-up question after that.
Number 5, I would say, honestly, you know, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, I'll put him up there just because of talent, and like we know what he does when he's healthy.
He misses half the year every year. Just saying.
You know what? I get that. And again, he might be on a potato chip segment of ours coming up later in the year. You know, we'll talk about that another time. You know, our potato chips of the year. But again, point-based systems, when he is on the field, there is no denying he's a running back one. He can finish as the top running back week in and week out. So again, it's hard to pass, but again, if you don't, I totally get that and usually stay away from guys like that. But I can't not put him in the top 5 because I'm worried about him getting hurt. He's healthy right now. And if he plays in week 1, he's the top running back.
Kill him, Casey. Look at Casey with his food. So it's very loud. It's very loud.
Oh, sorry, guys.
All right. So I have 2 questions. First one, you brought up when you mentioned your top 10, you mentioned Tyreek Hill and Adams, okay? What are your concerns about them changing teams, different quarterbacks? That's part one of my question. The second question is, guys, you mentioned Christian McCaffrey. injury, come back from injury, whatever. What's your take on Barkley this year for the Giants? Because he has a full year off of all the injuries that guys like McCaffrey get. So Adams and Hill first is my first question. Second question, Barkley, where do you put those guys?
I like Adams more than Hill, one of two reasons. David Carr, when he likes you, is known to throw the ball your way. Mm-hmm. Like he did it with Waller. You saw when he only had Waller. It's crazy. Last year was Hunter Renfrow, who, by the way, I do like again this year. Just love everything Hunter Renfrow's about, route running, the middle of the field, being able to get them first downs, whereas Devontae's Devontae. Obviously, with Aaron Rodgers, they were magical. They had incredible chemistry. It was, you know, unwritten. It was hand signals. It was eye contact. And the guy is one of the best route runners off of press coverage that I've ever seen. I mean, he gets a free release on guys that come in the gym. So people don't even really know how to play him. I think that you know, David Carr is a better quarterback, NFL quarterback, than people think. And he's been through a lot of different systems, and now he's comfortable, and he's coming into his own. So I just really love Devontae Adams. I think he's, you know, top 10 in targets, top 10 draft pick if you want. The first wide receiver off the board, I have no problem with it.
Wow.
Tyreek Hill, well, Cooper Kupp, again. But, again, if you think Devontae Adams – I have no problem with it. That's the best thing about fantasy. Like, just because Cooper had that great year doesn't mean that Cooper doesn't come out and roll his ankle and then Devontae Adams leave it. You don't know. You're going on consensus and average draft position with all the other great minds out there. It's like, if you love Devontae Adams, then draft him. Draft him in the first round. Mm-hmm. Draft him first overall and look at everybody and say, I'll see you at the end of the year if it really matters. You know, you take Kupp, I'll take Adams. You know what? Before Kupp came along, Devontae Adams outscored him every single year of his career. So, you know, we can make an argument for many, many different guys in terms of where they're going to end up. We don't know anything until it happens and plays out. Of course, injuries and quarterbacks get hurt. And, like, so much happens during an NFL football season. So, to answer that question, Tyreek Hill, very, very iffy to me. I'm going to stay away from him this year. I drafted him last year. As a matter of fact, Diggs and Hill, I went last year as a wide receiver back end, the first round, kind of swing 11 and 14 last year. And it didn't pan out too well for me. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't draft both those guys this year at that same position and they don't knock it out the park. But from the year before, that's where they kind of were like ranking. And you figured, hey, if you were a wide receiver guy, those are the first two wide receivers pretty much off the board with Devontae Adams.
Okay.
It was really Adams, it was Tyreek Hill, and it was Stephon Diggs.
Gotcha.
They didn't have the years that I thought they were going to have. So do you fall away from that category? Maybe. But Tyreek Hill with, again, Tua is a better NFL quarterback than he is for fantasy right now. And we want to see him throw the ball with down the field more. Well, has he had a real down the field threat? No, he was wonderful at what he does, and I really like him as an athlete and a football player. I think he's another guy that, you know, he's going to be a plug and play guy. But Tyreek Hill still has the speed, and again, Tua never played with a guy like Tyreek Hill. So let's watch a few preseason games, hopefully to get in. You see a little bit of gelling there. And again, if they pass the eye test together, that's my biggest thing. I watch NFL Game Pass. I watch preseason games. I watch all the reruns of preseason games. I want to see what you look like on a football field. You pass my eye test, you belong on my team. You don't pass my eye test, I scratch you off the list. Let somebody else have them. You know,
I love that. Be
ranked, and I'm sure they'll want them, and that's fine. You know, but I don't do that. And I love the fact that, you know, I'll take a guy and say, you know what? Not for me. It just doesn't look like it. And I might be wrong. I'm like the weatherman. I could be wrong. It's going to be sunny out. Oh, it's raining. Oh, so what? We'll try again tomorrow. You know, we'll pick back up and we'll go, you know, and we'll find a guy and we'll plug and play. And again, the work you do during the year is nuts and bolts of your fantasy team. And that's where you can, hey, listen, got a guy here, a good matchup. You know, pick up an Amon Ross St. Brown last year. I mean, come on, man. Down the stretch, he was one of the best. Who saw that guy coming? So it doesn't really end when the draft is over. But your preparation, your average draft positions, your scoring, those things matter. You mentioned Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Love Saquon Barkley so much. I mean, we're out in Pittsburgh. We went to Penn State. Loved him at Penn State. And again, coming from the metropolitan area, my brother and my family, Giants fans. So I do root for the Giants. They're in the NFC. I don't have to worry about them as competition. So it's a friendly, hey, if the Giants win, I don't care. Really, it's all about the Steelers at the end of the day, and I don't really care about the Giants. But Saquon has, we know he has immense talent. There are certain guys in this league that I look at, and I watch him play, and I hold my breath. Saquon was always one of them. I love to watch. I was a running back in the day, Chinch. And again, I know, you know, I might not look it nowadays, but the bottom line is you got to learn how to fall, and you have to learn how
to take a hit or not take a hit, or find the times where you don't, where maybe I don't need to get those extra 3 yards. I know what you're saying.
And so Saquon, because there was so much put on his shoulders, the last 2 years, I think, was fight for every single yard. And the way he hurt his leg the 1 year in Chicago was like fighting as he's getting pushed to the side. It's like you got inches to the sideline. I am all about effort, so I had a problem with this because my early years of me would have said, you fight for every inch you can get on the football field because I'm a diehard football guy. You know, before fantasy, before anything, it's football. But the truth of the matter is you have to learn to say, like an Emmitt Smith who broke the record for the most yards ever, and longevity means something in football because it's not easy, how to take a hit, how to fall, how to deliver the blow when you need to. I get nervous about Najee Harris. Do I feel like he's a top five guy this year? Yup, 5-6, right in that range. If you draft him at 3, I'm okay with it. He had the most targets for any running back last year. Know that.
Right.
The most targets. That's volume. That's what we love. And we know his carries are ridiculous. Tomlin, if you're his running back, he'll wear you out. He's a perfect fantasy football running back, Najee Harris. And he plays for my beloved Steelers. When I watch him run, I think the same things I think of when I think of, you know, Barkley and those other guys. Like,
right. Just go down. Go down. Get out of bounds. Stop. 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 I get it.
So, yeah. So when you mentioned Barkley, immense talent. Obviously, he's falling to the second round. You want to take a shot at him because he's sexy at the back end of the first round? I'm okay with it. Do it. Because he does have the ability for 2,000 yards, which we've seen. And if he does that again, you got a gem.
Right.
Even in the back end of the first round. Take him in the second round. Have a draft with 10 people instead of 12. And you can swing and maybe get him in the third. Now I'm like jumping in, you know, full board.
Got it. Oh, man. So, wait. I got another question. Let's do this. First overall pick, 6th overall pick, 12th overall pick in a 12-man league, let's say half-point PPR. Which position do you like best? Got him, Case. That was a good one, huh?
Good question.
It's a great question, but, like, and again, like, part of this is having fun. Part of this is it's fantasy. You know, I love the gurus on TV. You know, I won my league, and I love, well, you're in 37 leagues. If you don't win one, stop. Close the computer, close the book, end it, go play golf. I don't know, do something else. They're in all these leagues. So, like, yeah, they always talk about in this league. I narrowed it down to 5 leagues. One or two of those leagues, if I've already got a few guys that I'm targeting, like if I got Derrick Henry in a couple rounds, and he's, you know, again, first overall. If I got Jonathan Taylor, I'm not going to go with Jonathan Taylor as the first overall pick in one of those leagues. I might go with a Cooper Kupp because I love him, and I know at the 6th pick I'm not going to get him, and I know at the 12th pick I'm not going to get him. So if I really love a guy and I do love Kupp and I want him, I got to consider that. And while I pick him number one, everybody's like, oh my God, you picked Kupp number one?
Right, but then you can root for him for 16 weeks.
Exactly.
And that's a guy, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
As much as I loved watching him run, and honestly, Jonathan Taylor last year passing the eye test, like, they stacked the box. It looked like they brought people out of the stands to try to block, stop him from running, and they couldn't. Like, really, because Carson Wentz was deteriorating as a quarterback. Everyone knew it. It looked like they had coaches and fans people in the box. Case? So, you know, he did it against that. And he busted some long runs late in the game. And that's the Derrick Henry effect with those guys. They're like, oh, they got 20-something carries, 86 yards, it's not 60. Boom, 70-yarder. There's your fantasy football week. You're dancing around your room with a bar. You're still the beer over your friend. You're so excited. Like, that's what it's all about. You know, so to answer your question, you know what? If you like Kupp and you have a few different leagues, I'm okay if you take him number one.
I love it.
And of course, I'm okay if you take Derrick Henry anytime over Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor's done it 1 year. Derrick Henry's been doing it since the day he walked in, and he wasn't really having a use in the beginning. He had that the timeshare a little bit in the beginning. And so, yeah, he's got a lot, but he can handle it. He works that hard, and he's a different human being. Just the sheer size of him, it's different. Guys look at him in the fourth quarter, and it's different. You look at a cornerback, even a linebacker, it's like, well, he's bigger than them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, he wears you down. And again, something about Tennessee, if you notice Vrabel, and again, one of our sections this year, we're going to get into coaching and coaching changes and how that affects, like, what kind of systems guys are going to use. So you can realize Tennessee Titans will be down 28-0. Derrick Henry's getting the first three carries of the next series. So you don't lose a guy with game flow. Now this team's ahead, and you got a wide receiver, and it's halftime, and somebody's up 35-0. You know you're not getting that many more receptions in the second half. So it's almost like, oh, here they go. They're going to take the air, you know, out of the ball, run the ball. Derrick Henry's getting the ball, whether they're up 35 or down 35. That's their way to success. And Vrabel believes that he's just going to run. So, again, I don't want to talk too much about Derrick Henry. Obviously, you know I like the guy.
No. Here's what I got out of this, because Case texted me. We were talking about this, and he's like, we got to do a fantasy football show with my boy. And it was like, whatever. Don't get a serious subscription. Don't do any of that. Come to our show. We're already, what are we? Case, we do our fun bag shows in 30 minutes.
We're 30 in already.
Yeah, we're 30 deep in this right now. And this is just an introduction to how awesome this show is going to be. I'm so psyched, man. And
Let's go, bro.
Dive in. You started talking game flow. We're not even.
I need at least five more minutes, man.
Go. What else you got? Here. Give us your summary of what you're going to catch on this show for the next rest of the season.
We're definitely going to get into average draft position and kind of like break down, okay, where we see a guy, where I think, okay, he presents a little bit of value here. At least I do. Again, it's just me, the big Lambooski. You know, it might not be everybody's thing. And I told Case earlier, like, I actually, like, with all the gurus and stuff, when I listen to ESPN, and again, you work for them, so you know, I listen to Matthew Berry, I actually like the guy. There are a couple other guys that I'm like, nah, if you're a guru, damn it, I'm a guru. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not in here to you know, step on anybody's, you know, toes or anybody else's.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, boo. Yeah, you are. That's why we have you on the mayor's office, bro.
But I do like Matthew Berry, and I kind of like his rankings a lot. I look at it, and I'm like, wow, very similar to my rankings and stuff. So we have a lot of the same years. Like last year, we were both on Jalen Hurts. I had Jalen Hurts in one of my five leagues, and every week it was like, man, Jalen Hurts, man, he's doing nothing. Oh, no, he's got 20-something points by the end of the day. It's like, what more do you need at a quarterback that you got in the 10th round? I mean, seriously. Right. Now the rest of my team is doing great, and guys have guys have Aaron Rodgers and stuff, and it's sexy. But like, so Aaron Rodgers scored 22, and Jalen scored 21. Guess what? I win. You know, I win that battle that week because I know the rest of my guys are going to be strong.
Right, and because your first pick was better than picking Aaron Rodgers. You get two guys for the price of one. I guess what you're saying. Go ahead, Case.
I got one question I want to ask Boo before we go. This week is, you're not big on taking quarterbacks early. Are there one or two quarterbacks that would be worthy of being taken early? And what is the reason why you do not take quarterbacks early?
I think I just explained it, Case, because I just think there's so much value later in the draft with quarterbacks and the way the league is run now that so many teams throw the ball. And, you know, again, when you're trying to get separation in terms of your league, too many guys like Herbert last year. Herbert was like, I mean, people take a Patrick Mahomes in the first round. I mean, I don't even look at like where they rank because, again, quarterbacks to me, I always try to draft quarterbacks late. But what I do is I try to get two quarterbacks later. Bang, bang. Like I'll get a Tom. Like last year, I got Tom Brady in 10th round. Tom Brady? You can't get better than Tom Brady in terms of, again, change. Our scoring system in Casey and I's bigger leagues give you certain types of points for completion percentage.
Right. Oh.
It's a no-brainer. Right. Like, as great as Josh Allen is, you know, and again, his percentage has gotten better. You know, some of these guys that chuck it all the time, they're like, so I'm stealing 3 or 4 points. That's a touchdown. It's almost a touchdown. That's another 150 yards, 100 and something yards throwing the ball. So you got to figure out where you can steal points and know your league setting. If it's 4 points per touchdown, Case, I'm not going quarterback until, you know, again, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th round. I want to fill my team with running backs, wide receivers, and again, that premium tight end if I can get them.
You go running back, or wide receiver if you had to, gun to your head?
Honestly, I let that flow. I've always been a running back guy. Now you have to stand, change. Back in the very first fantasy football I did, the team name was Colts Revival, and they won it that year. We came in second. very proud of that, my inaugural season, you know, as a 14-year-old in high school. But the guy drafted all running backs, all of them. Meanwhile, I'm spreading it out. I think I have to be spread. I don't really know the rules of fantasy. Right. And again, obviously it's evolved. The point per reception has really helped. But back then, when it was point, you know, per reception, and the running backs were getting all the they dominated early fantasy football. The running back. So my heart goes back to the original. Right. I like to start off with two running backs if I can. Mm. And again, a year like last year taught me that philosophy stays better with me, because I took Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs, you know, again, 11 and 13 12-man league. And, like, they didn't perform like they did the year before.
Right.
So it hurt me. I was like, wow, look back. And I was like, man, I could have had some. You know, we all can look back and say we could have. That's part of it, and we don't want to do that. So I probably lean more towards the running back, if you ask me. The thing is, this year, with wide receivers, it's so deep at wide receiver, guys, that I think you can get in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round that, like, I want to be solidified with my running backs. And if I can get a couple bell cows, count me in.
Got it. Beautiful. This is a pretty good debut here, Case, right? This was just the introductory press conference. It's almost like we just signed Booyer, right? We just signed him. Here's his intro.
Chinch, I know what you were doing, bro. You thought I was bullshitting. You're like, here we go, one of the Case's buddies. I'm like,
no.
I'm telling you, when you hear him talk, you're going to be like, you got to be kidding me. And obviously, we just scratched the surface.
Yes.
Because I've been around the circle. I've known Sean is my best friend on planet Earth. And listen, I moved my family out here. I live, you know, behind him, five houses down from him. So, like, we spent more time together in his Colorado room and Montana room. Me watching football, him doing whatever the hell it is that he does.
Boo comes over to my house on Sundays, sets up a fire, and my kids are like, hey, Uncle Boo's out back. Yeah, he's out back every Sunday for 8 hours. 8 hours.
Wait, is Boo the guy that walked into the shot? Did he walk?
No, that was Gooch. That was Gooch. That was another guy.
Casey's got friends straggling around his house.
I'm Boo, he's Gooch. We're the Booch.
So the Booch. The Booch.
We call him the Booch.
Oh, awesome. Well, this is going to be great, because you know what? Dude, I am gonna lock in and get back. I haven't dove into my football producing mindset, put that helmet on in a while, but dude, I already have 9 million questions for you, and maybe, you know, we set this up, we did this one this week, next week let's just do a freaking all out badass, let's tier some positions, let's get after it, let's figure out sleepers, let's get ready. By the way, if you're not looking at the YouTube, you don't see this dude's about to jump through the screen. He's got notes down there. He is fired up. He is ready to go. So this is going to be, this is so awesome, Case. Thanks for setting it up with us.
So excited, bro. Mayor's office, baby. We got Tuesday with the guest. We got the fun bag on Friday, and we got the big Lambooski fantasy football expert.
Let's go.
On Wednesdays.
Let's get it.
Boo Daddy, thank you, brother. I will see you back at the, I will see you back at home soon when I get back from work, Chinch. I love you, brother. I'll see you later this week. Let's get it, boys.
We'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned on the internet to see what days we're going to post this, right? Wednesdays? What, every Wednesday, you think?
When's like the free agent pickups? Like, when do you have? We want to get it in before. Yeah. You know what I mean? Is that Thursday mornings?
I mean, some people do it on Wednesdays. ESPN sometimes does it as early as Wednesdays. Again, Thursday is usually the day, but to play it safe, we probably got to try to.
All right, yeah, fuck ESPN. Let's go head to head with ESPN. Wednesdays is when this show's going to air.
Wednesdays or Tuesdays. Or Tuesdays. We'll figure it out.
Casey just thought about his schedule in the back of his head. I could see him going, oh, shit, maybe Wednesdays aren't good for me.
My head's spinning, guys. My head's spinning. Jeez.
All right. Awesome stuff, guys.
Thanks for eating whatever it is you were eating, because I don't know if you can hear what Chinch and I heard. It sounded like it.
This is what you guys heard. It was my cherries. I was eating cherries and pistachios. Yeah, let's get it.
Right on your mic. All right. All right, boys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
See you, brother. See you, Chinch. See you, Boo. All right.